Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly. That's right, $200 free bets when you bet just $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. Again, no-brainer. That's not going to happen, Dustin. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply. In partnership with MetEase Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, you and I have no problem with gambling, do we?
We do not, which is good because we have discussed a lot of it on this show. We've discussed in DraftKings season lines. We've discussed, you know, the early point spreads. We've done that several times enough that within the past couple weeks, we had to revise the point spreads because they've changed since the last time we did them. So this is a gambling world now. You know, sports and gambling are intertwined and it's only going to continue down that path. So if you're not talking about gambling, you're leaving out a big portion of what people are interested in when it comes to sports. This is not a taboo subject anymore, which is, you know, for us, it's a good thing.
And it's not really gambling if you know you're going to win, Dusty. So real quick.
Well, it's always gambling for me then.
we were talking about our season outlook real quick. The DraftKings over-under number of wins for Penn State right now is at 8.5. You got the over or the under?
I'm picking the over, but I hate that action one way or the other because, you know, as you mentioned before, the six losable games thing. I mean, 9-3 or 8-4 are the two most likely outcomes for this team. And I would say, you know, each looks like a pretty equal probability to me. So that 8-5, that 8.5 number is perfect. If they're looking to split the money above and below, that's going to be a perfect number.
Earlier, I saw some places where it was at 9. I didn't like that at all. It was hard for me to say, be confident of more than 9 wins. I thought it would end up a push at 8.5. I'll take the over. All right, speaking of gambling, we've got a game, Penn State, Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a 4.5-point favorite, but I think this is a game, obviously, that Penn State can win. They're not a heavy underdog. It wouldn't be a huge upset if Penn State were to win this game. But, Dustin, you know, it's still, what are they going to have to do? There has to be some keys for this victory. What do you got?
I'm starting out. I've got six of them in my head on what it's going to take to win. I'm not really getting into so much individual matchups. I think there's a couple that I've got in mind, but you know, point number one for me is to play clean and solid. You know, I think in a best case scenario, this Penn State team can hang with just about anybody outside the big three or four that we mentioned earlier. But in this particular game, coming out of training camp, your first game action, you need to be even emphasizing it even more that you can't beat yourselves in this game. That's always the case, but Wisconsin is going to be tight and clean, and they're gonna want to try to wear you down and be patient and beat you that way over the course of 60 full minutes. You can't put them in position with short field. You can't put points on the board for them. You can't turn it over in the red zone. All these killer giveaways that were so prominent in the early part of last year are going to be death blows. I think you lose the turnover battle against the Wisconsin team, but certainly, you know, one mistake that leads to a pick six or something is going to dig you a hole. And if you're in an early hole against this Wisconsin team, you're playing right into what they want. They want to be leading 7-0 or 14-7 or 14-3 in the first or second quarter so they can keep grinding on you and make you a little bit more desperate. The more you have to step outside of who you are, the more it favors Wisconsin, just the brand of football they play.
Exactly. And I think there's also a little bit of that psychological factor for this team, and specifically Sean Clifford. We saw it last year. You play a good Big Ten opponent in your first game on the road. Boy, those mistakes were killer. And as you said, if there's a pick six or a fumble pickup, giving Wisconsin a short field right away, fans and players, I think, are going to say deja vu all over again. We've seen this, as Scott Frost might say, we've seen this movie before.
Yeah.
But one of the things, Dustin, when you're playing a Wisconsin team, you just assume they're going to be big, strong, and tough up front. And I think if a Penn State team has some question marks on the defensive line, this becomes even a bigger question mark. How does Penn State deal with Wisconsin up front in the trenches?
I think it's another huge storyline. You know, they're going to come into this thing feeling pretty good about their ability to push you around. I think that's probably true on both sides of the ball. And if you allow that to happen early and you allow the big guys up front to start feeling confident and good and getting downhill on you, it's going to be a long, long day. And so they're as much as anything else, trying to impose their will on you. And we all know that Wisconsin has not been, you know, a top-tier recruiting program. What they do is they find guys who fit what they do. And this is exactly what they do as well as anybody else, trying to impose their will with their physical style play and their running game and just trying to beat you up more than anything. Is this group on both sides of the ball, some new components on both sides, but are they ready for that? Truly, truly ready for that? It's tough to really practice for that just because of NCAA rules and not allowing you to put pads on and do that kind of stuff over and over again. Are they going to be ready for that? You know, this is going to be a test of this team's collective toughness as much as anything. And sometimes you're not really sure of that identity until you get going. And if you're not sure of that identity, until you get going, it's probably too late against Wisconsin.
It probably is. Now, what's interesting is we've talked about the transition at offensive coordinator from Kirk Ciarrocca to Mike Yurcich, and the talk, like James Franklin loves to talk about the big plays being explosive. But you think Penn State may need to pull a bit of a Wisconsin on Wisconsin and start pounding them with the running game.
I think for a number of reasons. I think they're going to do a really good job of keeping plays in front of them. You know, that's what they're built around doing. I think they're built around saying, you know, if you want to chip away at us, that's fine. They're going to be built around not giving up the big play. So I think Penn State needs to be not hunting for that big play too hard, but rather trying to set that up with patience and keeping it on the ground. I think if they're able to mix and match these running backs and give a hefty dose of Noah Kane, you're going to be able to set up the big play for later. And I think that, you know, just where this offense is, assuming that they're not going to be a finished product by Saturday, I think it's going to be in their best interest for both those reasons, for the matchup and for their own installation of the offense, to try to ride this running game some. And I think they can find some success doing it.
And I think the fact that this is the first game, you may not have a running back ready to carry the ball 25 times. It may need to keep that fresh back in, and that's something they're well prepared to do. Not only that, but they also have more than one guy who could pound people besides Noah Kane. You have someone like Kevon Lee and John Lovett who could also help in that pounding. The other thing, we've spent a lot of time during the offseason, Dusty, talking about Sean Clifford, and he had a tough season last year, up and down. You're not sure where he is this year. You could pretty much say the same thing about the Wisconsin quarterback too, can't you?
I mean, they like him. The program likes him. I think he shows that, you know, that he has the ability to be a high-level quarterback, but he still needs to go out there and do it too. Graham Mertz, you know, had some moments, I think, last year, but Wisconsin's season got derailed by COVID issues and wasn't exactly a national title season anyway. But pressure this kid, you know. Let's make things move fast for him. Allow them to stay on schedule and keep creating easy throws for Graham Mertz. And it could be a difficult day, but I think if they're able to maybe get a little unconventional blitz, you know, you want to talk about the defensive backs that Penn State has and the number of really, really good athletes who play cornerback and safety. Can you get crafty with that if you're Brent Pry and be sending these DBs from all these different angles? Can you get Arna Ebiketie off the edge one-on-one? I mean, if you're able to make Graham Mertz feel uncomfortable early in this game, it's going to help you tremendously to see have him see ghosts out there. Create that. Make that happen. Get aggressive early with him.
Again, this is Wisconsin that Penn State is playing. You can't talk about Wisconsin without talking about being physical.
It's what they're going to try to do, and they're going to try to establish that run game. Jalen Berger, who I don't know if you remember the name from Penn State recruiting him. I thought Penn State at one point was maybe going to make a move for him. Didn't happen. So he's their guy now. They're going to probably throw out three, four backs at you. But if you allow them to win the physical battle by a landslide, you're probably not going to win the game. You're probably not going to be more physical than them, but you have to be able to match that physical style play. You have to be tough in quarter one. You have to be tough the whole way through to absorb that and keep on fighting through it. So in that respect, I mean, it's an identity builder type of game, because Penn State cannot be a finesse team and win this game. And I don't think Penn State can be a finesse team and accomplish many of their goals this year. So how ready are they for that physical pounding?
A key player on Wisconsin is their tight end, Jake Ferguson. What's Penn State got to do to counter him?
Well, I think that they not only Jake Ferguson, but they've got four or five experienced. I think their top four wide receivers from last year are back this year. So it's going to be depth on depth in the defensive backfield and with their playmakers. But Jake Ferguson is an established commodity. He's going to be a threat in the middle of that field. This is going to be Curtis Jacobs' time to step into his new role and presumably shadow him. But I think Keaton Ellis is an interesting player to try to box him in a little bit. The safeties, the corners, I think it's going to require a full-scale strategic approach from Brent Pry to try to contain Jake Ferguson without giving up a lot of room to the four wideouts.
All right, we left ourselves just enough time, Dustin. Prediction, it's a 4.5-point spread. Who do you got? What's your game prediction?
I got it 23-21 Wisconsin. Penn State covers, Wisconsin wins.
That's kind of the in-between call, huh? Wisconsin wins, Penn State covers. All right, that is it for our show. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.